Kate, the lady coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. Always, we kick things off with our pals from Talk Radio News. We have the self-proclaimed nerd in the wings because he says he wasn't like our friend Benny Martinez when he worked for TRN and was just sickening sweet over the Dallas Cowboys, or like Jeff Holtzman, who can't get enough of the Washington Redskins. Justin Duckham doesn't care about sports and the NFL draft, but he cares about Star Trek. So if you care about Star Trek, when is the new Star Trek coming out? Because you know there's another one that's already been filmed and it's in the can.
It is. I believe it is coming out on May 10th. I know that Alan Radner has given me that day off. unfortunately, it is also the anniversary for Jeff Holtzman's wedding. She should theoretically give him a day off as well, but I know that I am getting that day off, and I know I am also getting a special treatment at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where George Lucas, Leonard Nimoy, and Michael J. Fox, of course, who is in Back to the Future, are all scheduled to arrive.
Oh,
it's a good week to be a nerd in D.C.
No kidding. How lucky for you. When is, that dinner's coming up, right?
It is. It's going to be on this Saturday, and I am a happy camper.
Good for you. Are you bringing a date or no, that you're just flying solo?
I am. I am bringing my girlfriend. And, honestly, I've been thinking this for a while. The fact that I'm able to bring my disproportionately attractive girlfriend to a party that's going to include George Lucas, Leonard Nimoy, and Michael J. Fox. That sounds like a 13-year-old fantasy of mine that is now coming true, and I am, absolutely thrilled.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner, the nerd.
There we go.
Really? See, you got to stand up for yourself. That's great. You get the hot woman and everything, and plus the front row seat. Good for you. All right, speaking of front row seat, of course, now everything this week has been about the Boston bombings and what happened with our intelligence system, especially the person I think that's the most frustrated, or the most vocal anyway, every time he sees a mic, he talks about it, is Senator Lindsey Graham. What other things are going on as far as what they're talking about, the Republicans especially, when they say, listen, there's a big problem here with the FBI and the CIA and all that sort of stuff. Is that the big buzz in Washington?
That certainly is. That was one of those inevitable questions that were going to come up after it was revealed that the older suspect's name was not properly categorized on the terror watch list. We knew that there were going to be a number of questions over how he was able to travel freely without having a full FBI watch when he returned. And this week we are seeing Lindsey Graham really ask those questions in stark terms. We know that these were probably lone wolf people who had just been a pressure cooker in their kitchen and who acted alone, but who nevertheless were under the eye of the federal government as well as the Russian government and other governments. And that really is sort of a deep, piercing question right now for why we were not able to look into them earlier and why this is the first time a lot of the American public has really heard about them.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because we're also trying to make connections to what happened in, what happened in Russia. And is there any truth, Justin, to the rumor that the United States is asking that the parents, the Sarnoff brothers' parents come to the United States? Is that going to happen for questioning?
I'm not sure if that is going to happen, but we do know that a number of media outlets have questioned them, and it would not really at this point be that unlikely for them to really come to American shores and give their side of the story, considering how vocal they have been on this and how much they really, knew about the older suspect, predominantly the fact that he was somebody who was sort of an outgoing person who really tried to contribute to American life, but who nevertheless tried to take out a attack against the country as a whole during the Boston Marathon.
Yeah. Yeah, here's a big question, too. I saw a funny story on this. The pronunciation of the brother's name, the 19-year-old, how do you say it?
I think I say Jakar.
I think that's correct.
All right, there we go.
That's what I'm saying, too. So at least you and I are on the same page. I don't know about everybody else.
I should confess I studied a lot of things in college, but I did not study Chechen pronunciation, so I apologize if I get that a little bit off.
Yeah, I used to do sports, so of course I knew the hockey players' names and whatnot, but Chechnyan, there wasn't very many hockey players from that part of the world. Russia,
I guess,
proper.
Ovechkin, that's probably a Jesse name, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's the only one. The only one I can think of off the top of my head. Hey, what about immigration? Because we've been talking a lot about immigration, and Marco Rubio and some of the other senators have said, well, you know, maybe we better hold off on immigration and taking any kind of a vote. Do you think this happens by, like, maybe June?
That's a very good question. What we did see today was we saw Congressman Bob Goodlatte from Virginia come out and say that the House was actually going to pursue a number of piecemeal versions of immigration reform that would include specific issues on an individual basis. This, of course, is a, you know, major contrast to the Senate version of immigration reform, where they're going to try to push a, you know, an 844-page piece of legislation through the entire body without having, you know, certain issues looked at, you know, in their, you know, specifics. And this is really bad news for a lot of people who are hoping for a quick process, since if there's going to be anything passed through both chambers, it's now going to be on a more local level.
Yeah, I didn't even ask you about this because all the presidents were together in Dallas, Texas for the dedication at SMU of the George Bush Library, George W. Bush Library. And it was interesting to see them all together. And, of course, the president was there, Obama was there, and then he went off to West Texas where the plant exploded. And so, you know, when the president's away, it's kind of a different Washington. But what did you hear about as far as the president hitting both of those places? I think he actually got pretty high marks from people.
He certainly did. He gave a pretty eloquent address when he was in Texas for the George W. Bush Library. He gave him some pretty positive remarks when it came to immigration reform, saying that it was because of him 7 years ago that this conversation is really taking place on a bipartisan level. And then he went to Waco, where he is, you know, for all intents and purposes, spending more time with the families than he intended to, since he skipped a Planned Parenthood, you know, address that was initially planned for Thursday night. So, yes, he certainly is getting strong points for this, considering how eloquent he has been, both in his role as, you know, comforter-in-chief and as an American politician.
Yeah. Pretty much some of the things that we hit on today, the one thing we didn't talk about was the AKA Affordable Health Care Act, Obamacare. There's some motion in the bullpen on that. Is there going to be any kind of a repeal vote or a vote, or what's happening there?
Well, essentially, there was some discussion that was reportedly going on between both sides, according to Politico today, wherein staffers and lawmakers were going to be in a position where they could turn down the individual mandate and could not necessarily have their individual coverage covered through the exchanges that were set up through Obamacare. But it looks like now that is sort of a moot point. We saw Senator Harry Reid issuing a statement today where he said that, you know, any employee, be it through the federal government or any other, you know, organization, will have to apply through the same means. Which is some pretty interesting information, considering that the report that was mentioned by Politico said that a number of congressional employees were going to have to pay significantly more for health care insurance. Even though they are people who really join the federal government because, you know, health care is one of those major, you know, benefits for that. You know, it's one of the major reasons why a lot of people join the federal workforce instead of the private sector.
Yeah, no kidding. Justin Duckham, enjoy your dinner. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you.
All right, coming up the rest of this hour, we're going to talk about the presidents all landing in Dallas, all on hand for the Bush Center dedication at SMU, which we were talking a few minutes ago there with Justin about. Former Presidents Carter and Clinton both praising Bush for his initiatives in Africa, and Obama praising him for his work to try to push things through on immigration. That's coming up round the bend here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Imagine the security when you have all those presidents in one place. Five presidents. Thursday's event in Dallas where you had Democrats, former President Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, as I mentioned, of course, the current President Obama. And one of the things that came up a couple of times were initiatives in Africa, Africa, Africa. And Jimmy Carter told a story of how he asked Bush on Inauguration Day, on Bush's Inauguration Day, for a meeting to talk about a civil war in Sudan that was entering its second, you know, decade. He said Bush kept his word and acted, and he was very specific about it. He said in January of 2005, there was a peace treaty between North and South Sudan that ended the war that had been going on for 20 years. And he said George W. Bush is responsible for that. And the last time, it's just interesting, the five living presidents were together was right before President Obama took office. So it's incredibly rare and an amazingly special occurrence when the five of them would be in the same place. And like I said, a nightmare for the Secret Service. our satellite facility being in Dallas, everything was closed down around SMU. Nobody was getting in or out unless you specifically were there at the ceremony. So here we go with another library. I wonder how many of you listening have been to any of the president's libraries. I've been to three of them, and it's very cool experience to go through them, and then you remember in your mind what you really thought of that piece of history. You know, and Bush is one of those guys, people either love him or hate him. He's very, very polarizing. But I thought it was pretty classy, to be honest. You think of all the things that are happening in the world, the way the other presidents handled themselves and how they picked out things that they picked out things that they could find that they liked that Bush did. And, you know, at one point, Bush became pretty emotional, and he was pretty choked up. I mean, he found it very hard to speak, and said when he wrapped things up that whatever challenges come before us, I'll always believe our nation's best days lie ahead. I wanted you to hear some of the snippets from his little speech and what he said. And here's some of Bush. And again, he talked about history. Listen to him say what I was just mentioning about history. Check it out.
The honor of a lifetime to lead a country as brave and as noble as the United States. Whatever challenges come before us, I will always believe our nation's best days lie ahead. God bless. Dad taught me how to be a president. Before that, he showed me how to be a man. In 41, it is awesome that you are here today. This is the first time in American history that parents have seen their son's presidential library. Mother, I promise to keep my area clean. History is going to show that I served with great people. A talented, dedicated, intelligent team of men and women who love our nation as much as I do.
All right. So again, a little bit about the speaking that went on during the day with the five presidents, Bush talking about a couple of different things, including being choked up and, you know, ultimately mentioning the fact of his father being there, who was in a wheelchair. Remember, he's had some health problems, certainly. And I think that with the dedication of the Bush Library, as I said, he's polarizing. People really either liked Bush, thought he was a great guy, made a few mistakes, and had a few things that he did well, or they are rewriting history, disliking George Bush and complaining about his presidency, especially with the two wars and dragging us through over a decade of that. But, you know, this, like I said, the library situation, there's no doubt anybody listening to me, if you've ever been to a presidential library, it is pretty cool. It's pretty wild to go through and look back at some of the things that happened with some of the exhibits, you know, whether it's what happened on September 11th, which will be something that is in this museum, by the way, because you remember what happened then with Bush, and it kind of reignites the debate, the conversation about his presidency and where will history judge him, and the Iraq, you know, flashpoints like Iraq, Hurricane Katrina, I think was a really tough one for Bush, and the 2008 financial crisis, and Henry Paulson ultimately announcing the whole bank's too big to fail deal. And I think when people look back at the negatives, that's some of the things that pop up. So it was classy, and I thought it was great that the other presidents came up and addressed some of the other things that were part of the Bush Museum. And in addition to the library and museum, the Presidential Center has the George W. Bush Institute, which is a public policy institute. How about that? You know, I was thinking this, since I'm on this for a second here, you know, there's massive news of the day and other things that we can dig into. But in looking at some of the other ones, like I've been to Lyndon Baines Johnson's Presidential Library, and that, of course, is at the University of Texas in Austin. And I've been to Reagan's. I've been to Clinton's, and there's many others I'd like to see. But I was looking at the numbers, you know, just kind of looking at it as far as it's concerned of interviews and things that are archived, because I think that's some of the interesting things to do when you go back into these libraries. Do you know there are 1,600 interviews archived at the JFK Presidential Library and Museum? That's in Boston. There's 27 million pages of historical material archived in Carter's Library, that and museum, of course, is in Atlanta. There are 305 energy solar panels at the Clinton Library in Little Rock, Arkansas. How about that? And this one's interesting, and I remember the 6 tons, and that is the weight of the Sea King helicopter that is part of the Nixon Presidential Library in Yorba Linda, California. Remember, he made his final flight on it after he resigned in 1971. Army One was used by Presidents Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, and Ford. And I thought that was one of the coolest things that I saw when I was there. Now, to do these libraries, of course, you have to raise a ton of money. How much do you think the Bush Presidential Library cost? And doesn't open until May 1st, by the way, to the public. How about $500 million? $500 million. And you know the whole thing about gifts and presidents and what they're allowed to accept and all that? The amount of gifts that George W. Bush and Laura Bush, she was First Lady, of course, the number of gifts that they received, 43,000 from heads of state and from American people and, you know, American citizens and whatnot. And they're all on display, but on an online gallery. And some of the stuff includes the bullhorn that the president used at Ground Zero after the September 11th attacks. So pretty interesting. I think it'd be wild to actually go and see all of the museums and compare them, but looking at them by the numbers, you know, we do the segment here on America Tonight that's all based on numbers, and it made me think of that I'm sure there's other numbers probably we could dig up on it, but I wonder how many of you have, I mean, I wonder if there's anyone listening to America Tonight, by the way, that's been to every single one of the museums. Since Obama was in Texas for the dedication of the George W. Bush Library and Museum, he took the time to go to West Texas, and he spoke to the people and even stayed longer than he was supposed to, stayed an extra hour. And he talked to the people of West Texas about their loss and what happened there. Some of that's coming up next here on America Tonight.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge in I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about the NBA playoffs with another numbers guy, Steve Budin from PickNation.com. And also, you know, again, go through some of the things that he mentioned before. Sorry, Lakers fans, it's been a tough road, but that other team in Los Angeles is doing okay. Not doing so okay, other than the strength, I think, of the people around them. Has to be this town devastated by the fertilizer plant explosion. It damaged buildings for blocks in every direction, between 50 and 60 homes, in fact, in a five-block area. If you go to the blast site, it's a giant crater. It is so scary. And one of the things that people are talking about is fertilizer grade ammonium nitrate and what that does. You know, now there's these new rules which cuts it to 25 pounds. And here's the thing. The West fertilizer plant didn't report its ammonium nitrate stock to the feds. So now in investigating this, it's one of the things that they're looking at. After the first week already, there's lawsuits filed, and that's not a surprise. And the focus is on, of course, what's happened at the fertilizer company and negligence and, you know, whatnot. But the explosion happened 20 minutes after the first report of a fire. It registered, remember we talked about this, 2.1 on the Richter scale is an earthquake, and people felt it 50 miles away. 50 miles away. So many people affected by what, like a nuclear bomb is what it was like. The 911 calls are chilling from that area. The people talking about the roofs caving in on their houses when it exploded. And firefighters, of course, rushing to try to help, and then they got caught in it. 12 caskets draped with an American flag, and that's the community mourning, and that's where the president came down for that memorial service. I wanted you to hear what he had to say to the people who were obviously devastated by that disaster. Here's some of the president earlier on Thursday at the West Memorial.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Please. Thank you, Senator Cornyn, Governor Perry, President Starr, gathered dignitaries, the community of Baylor and Waco, most of all, the family and the friends and neighbors of West Texas. I cannot match the power of the voices you just heard on that video. And no words adequately describe the courage that was displayed on that deadly night. What I can do is offer the love and support and prayers of the nation. The book of Psalms tells us, "For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us. We went through fire and through water. Yet you have brought us out to a place of abundance. We went through fire and through water, yet you have brought us out to a place of abundance. For this state, for our country, these have been trying and difficult days. We gather here in Texas to mourn the brave men who went through fire and all those who've been taken from us. We remain mindful of our fellow Americans in flooded states to the north who endure the high waters. We pray for those in Boston who've been tested, and the wounded whose greatest tests still lie ahead. But know this, while the eyes of the world may have been fixed on places far away, our hearts have also been here in your time of tribulation. And even amidst such sorrow and so much pain, we recognize God's abundance. We give thanks for the courage and the compassion and the incredible grace of the people of West. We're grateful for Mayor Mushka and Mayor Duncan and all those who've shown such leadership during this tragedy. And to the families and neighbors grappling with unbearable loss, we are here to say you are not alone. You are not forgotten. We may not all live here in Texas, but we're neighbors too. We're Americans too. And we stand with you and we do not forget. And we'll be there even after the cameras leave. And after the attention turns elsewhere. Your country will remain ever ready to help you recover and rebuild and reclaim your community.
Well said, I think, in those few moments there that we were all listening to, because the people in Texas initially, I think, felt, besides being devastated, felt a little neglected, which it's strange to say that, hey, nobody's coming here to talk about what's going on in West. But there was so much shock, and there were so many people that were killed, and there were so many really heroic volunteer firefighters and EMTs that lay dead, that I think that the people of West just were looking for, you know, were looking for not necessarily attention. They were looking for someone to put their arms around them and say, hey, listen, we know how awful it is here. We got the situation in Boston. And I think he smartly, the president, did that there. You know, it's not often, as much as I criticize Obama for policies, for some lame policies, for taxing out of our heads how much we're hammered with taxes and then told, oh, we care about the middle class and what's happening with Obamacare and how much it's going to cost people and their premiums and what people didn't realize and a slew of other things. I would say that the part there and the compassion he showed, obviously, it was a smart move to do that, and I think it's good for the people of West Texas to have their president come down there, because it was awful. 14 people were killed and countless others. Over 200 people had some sort of an effect by that explosion. You have to think about it. 270 tons of ammonium nitrate on the site? 270 tons? See, they sold both. They sold the ammonium nitrate, and they sold the anhydrous ammonia too, which is what is, you know, fertilizer, is commonly used as fertilizer. So how did nobody catch on to how much they had at this plant? That's the thing that's very, very curious. And the suffocating fumes, can you imagine the burns and what you would suffer just from that alone? So now you multiply that and imagine that explosion. And if you go back in the records, the EPA in 2006 fined the owners to correct a problem, and the fine was nothing. You know, it was like $2,300, something like that. But, boy, you see what happens when you turn your back for 5 seconds, and this plant should not have been allowed to have the kind of materials it had to that amount. I mean, you want to talk about worker safety. I mean, what kind of worker safety was there? I mean, really, honestly, think of the amount of hazardous material they had on site and the way they were taking part of it. Adair Grain has some explaining to do, and I hope they nail these people to the wall. I mean, really. And some would say, well, maybe what about Texas? What about, is it a zoning thing? Why was the plant there in the first place? And the whole thing that happened when that kaboom happened, I think, is going to lead to, you know, hopefully some answers, and this doesn't happen again. All right, coming up next, we have Steve Budin. A couple of games in the books. The Heat beat the Bucks 104-91. How about that? So the Heat leads that series 3-0. The Nets and the Bulls. The Bulls pulled it out 79-76. So Bulls lead the series 2-1. And the Grizzlies and the Clippers. The Grizzlies came back 94-82. So the Clippers lead that series 2-1. We caught up with Steve Budin as those games were going on, and he gives us his thoughts on what's happening in the playoffs. Stay with us.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Tonight, welcome back. We're going to talk with our pal Buddha. He's in the wings. He's like me. Who cares about the NFL draft other than it'll be interesting to see for me who the Eagles pick up. Somebody texted me just a while ago, Eric Fisher, number one pick by the Kansas City Chiefs, Central Michigan. So a player from Central Michigan, hey, the kid might have some skills, but it doesn't really matter, Buddha, for what you do and for my purposes, does it?
Yeah, and who do you feel worse for? I mean, now the kid's got to go where? Kansas City? Yay. Look, at the end of the day, for me, I mean, let them go wherever they go. Once they get all teamed up, I'll decide which team to bet on. That's the way I look at it.
I like that. I'll decide which team to bet on. All right, so let's dive into the NBA because everybody, of course, has the pulse, and you do, on what's happening in the NBA. Heat and the Bucks, going toe-to-toe, obviously. You like the Heat a lot heading into the playoffs. How are you still feeling about the Heat?
Yeah, I figured they'd sweep through Milwaukee, and it looks like they'll do that. And Milwaukee put up a little bit of a fight early in the game, holding as much as a 10-point lead at one point in the first half. Now we're obviously the way seen with the way the game is playing out. The Heat are up by almost 20 points at this point, so They're in the fourth quarter already. This game is all but done. If Milwaukee was going to win one, I guess game three would be the game they'd win. At this point, I feel Miami obviously will close it out in game four and get the sweep. Brooklyn and Chicago, this is a great series. I mean, everybody thought Brooklyn was a shoe-in, but the way Chicago's been playing, it shows you with defense and a lot of guts and a lot of energy, you can go far in this league, and I think that's what's happening with Chicago. What a shame, we mentioned it before, that Derrick Rose, although the coach says he's practicing 5-on-5 in practice, and when he's on the court, he's the best player on the court, still he's nowhere near ready to say that he'll play in the playoffs, so I don't think we're going to see him. It's a real travesty for the city of Chicago.
Yeah, I agree. The team that you were really pumping up just a couple of weeks ago when you and I were talking, you were talking about the other L.A. team, the Clippers, and the Clippers and
right.
the Grizzlies going at it. You still like the Clippers, huh?
I do, and a lot of people love Memphis, and they came close to beating the Clippers, but obviously close is only good in hand grenades, and that's not even a good joke these days. But at the end of the day, the Clippers, obviously, they're the team to me that they're the X factor. They're a team that when they're hitting on all strides and, you know, you got the best point guard in the league and Chris Paul, and you've got a ton of energy players and athletes on that team that get up and down the court and find their spots. This is a very, very hard team to beat when they're hitting on all cylinders. And again, I believe that they're going to go all the way to the Western Conference Finals. And I do believe that they have a chance to come out of there instead of OKC.
Yeah. You know, you talked about Brooklyn, the other New York team, the Knicks at Boston, the Knicks on Friday, the Knicks lead 2-0 in that series. That's not necessarily a surprise, is it?
No, they were 3-1 favorite to win this series. I think that Boston's best chance to win will come in game three. I do believe they'll have a lead at some point in that game, late in that game, and how the Knicks respond to that, we will see. Look, at the end of the day, it's still an important series for the Knicks, if nothing else, just so that they can get that first playoff series win in 20 years under their belt and move on. But the playoff schedule is kindest to the Knicks, gets them all the way through to the finals against the Heat. They'll play the winner of the Indiana Pacers series against Atlanta. That'll be Indiana, obviously. So it'll be the Knicks-Indiana, which actually is better for the Knicks than the Knicks-Chicago. They hadn't beaten Chicago all year long. And the Nets, when Brook Lopez is healthy, give the Knicks a ton of problems. So matchup-wise, Knicks are definitely better off playing Indiana. That should get them through to Miami. I don't think anyone can beat Miami, but if anyone can give Miami a run for their money in the East, it's the Knicks because Carmelo can get physical with LeBron James. But other than that, I do believe it's a free ride for Miami all the way to the finals. West is up for grabs.
Yeah. You know, and talking about it being a free ride, you said this heading into the playoffs, like forget the Lakers, San Antonio, of course, up 2-0 in their series against Los Angeles. It's kind of like a little fade for them.
Well, I mean, you got Mike D'Antoni in L.A., who's a speedball operator. I'm not talking about drugs. I'm talking about the name of his system. And he's running speedball with some of the slowest guys in the league. And now he loses Kobe on top of it. And he's not a coach, so he's not the guy who says, okay, let me figure out who my guys are here and what's the best system I can put in place to focus on their strengths. No, that's a coach. This guy is a speedball operator. He needs the proper personnel to put in place in order to run his system. This was a recipe for disaster from the beginning. The only reason why D'Antoni never mentioned it is because, I don't know, they were paying him $20
million? Yeah, it's good to keep quiet when you're making that much money.
Right, what's he going to say? I don't think I'm the right guy for the job, guys. No, what? He's going to say, thank you very much. We'll do the best we can with Kobe and, you know, a bunch of guys that could get into a movie for $4.
Yeah, there you go, $4. I have some buddies that like the Thunder. They like Oklahoma City, and, of course, they lead in their series against Houston. What do you think with that series?
Well, obviously, Houston fought them a little harder the last time than they did in that first game, but I didn't think OKC was going to have a problem with Houston. And even if they come out of the West, if you want to just give them that, okay, OKC is going to come out of the West. I don't think that's a foregone conclusion. I think the Suns can beat them, and I think the Clippers can beat them. That being said, let me give it to them. OKC comes out of the West and plays Miami. Now, Miami has gotten better since last year. They've added pieces to an already gelled team. They added the Birdman, who's given them tons of energy, offensive rebounds, and even points lately. They added Ray Allen, a premier, you know, player in the league still at his age. And remember that whatever defensive deficiencies Ray Allen may have brought to the table, well, that's swallowed up because the Heat are so good on help defense with the most athletic defenders in the league. Dwayne Wade, LeBron James can cover tremendous amount of space. You know, they can close out on the three-pointer and get right back to the paint to help out with a behind block. So, I mean, you know, these guys, you know, it's very easy to hide Ray Allen's defensive deficiency in that group. Same thing with a guy like Chris Anderson. May not be the best post-up scorer, but they've got the two best post-up scorers in the league between LeBron and Dwayne Wade. So who cares about Chris Anderson's scoring capability? They've improved is the point. When you look at OKC, well, they've gotten worse. They got rid of James Harden. There's no scenario you can spin for me where you can tell me how a team gets better losing James Harden. And in the same respect, they've now put all of their eggs in the Kendrick Perkins basket. And this guy, to me, nice guy, but on a basketball court, probably the biggest piece of garbage in the playoffs right now. So, I don't see how you can make the argument that OKC is in as good a position even as they were last year, which wasn't good enough. How's it going to be good enough this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Hey, I was going to ask you about the officiating, because when you know you're dropping dimes on games and stuff, officiating can really swing games. The Celts coach, Doc Rivers, was furious the other day. He was fined like $25,000 for his criticism of officiating. And, of course, he knew that. They know that when they say something publicly, but he had enough.
Yeah, calling a foul on Kevin Garnett is like charging Mike Tyson with rape. Even if he didn't do it at that moment, he did it at some point, so it's never going to hurt to call an extra couple of fouls on Kevin Garnett. This guy has literally gotten away with murder his entire career. Every time he sets an offensive pick, it's a foul. Every time he hits somebody with an elbow, it's a foul. He was the king of the guard hand. Every time he goes up for a layup, that left hand guards and blocks away everyone else's block attempts. This guy is a criminal offender. He's gotten away with murder, and it's laughable to have to make arguments on his behalf. So Doc is in a tough place. I think his $25,000 fine for calling out the refs was more of a stunt to try to get his team motivated after being down 2-0. The referees were not the reason why Boston lost that game. Carmelo Anthony was.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Buddha Man, one of the most respected guys in the business. Go to picknation.com. They got all kinds of good info there, guys. Thanks so much, Buddha. We'll talk to you again.
You got it.
Thanks.
Papa's got a brand new bag. Buddha Man, I got your baby to see. And your baby is fine for you. Papa's got a brand new bag.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.